This audio is brought to you by Muslim Central. Please consider donating to help cover our running costs and future projects by visiting www.muslimcentral.com/donate.
I want to talk about one of those qualities which has become very rare in the ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Yet it was a sunnah in the life of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And that characteristic, that quality that I want to talk about this evening is one of leniency, narmi. Today people have become very hard, very harsh, very strict, very stringent. Whereas if you study the example of Rahmatul Lil Alameen sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he was lenient, he was compassionate, he was kind, he was merciful. So what is the definition of leniency? When we talk about leniency, what do we mean? The scholars have written that to be more merciful or tolerant than expected. To be more merciful or tolerant than what is expected in those circumstances, that is the meaning of being lenient. That is the meaning of being lenient. Now, there are many verses of the Quran al-Kareem in this regard. But suffice to say, before we get to those verses, what I want to drive home today, the central point that I want to drive home today, is that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam had a great interest in the welfare of people. He took particular interest in helping those people who needed his help. One day Abu Bakr radiallahu an got onto the minbar and he said, "O people, you know that there is zakat on your wealth." So everyone responded and said, "Of course, we know that there is zakat on the wealth." He said, "But do you know that there is also zakat on your body?" And they said, "But what's this zakat on the body? We know about the zakat of the wealth, 2.5% on, you know, certain aspects or certain elements of your wealth." He said, "The zakat of your body is to be lenient with other people, to help other people, to assist other people." The verse which I recited in my introduction, Allah says, addressing Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, وَلَوْ كُنْتَ فَضًّا غَلِيظَ الْقَلْبِ لَنْ فَضُّوا مِنْ حَوْلِكَ. That, O Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, if you were hard-hearted, if you were wretched, then even the Sahaba who were chosen to be your companions would have deserted you. Now let's pause for a moment. Who is Allah addressing? The greatest of all humans. Who are the Sahaba? The greatest of all companions. Yet Allah tells Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam that if you were too stern, if you are too harsh, if you are too stringent, if you are too strict, that even the Sahaba, the greatest of companions, will desert you, the greatest of all humans. And there's a lesson for us to learn. Narmi ikhtiyar karna. Leniency is also a sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Gentleness is a form of leniency. Be lenient. Be gentle. This is also a sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. It's an instruction in the Quran where Allah says, "Waqfid janahaka lil mu'minin." Allah instructs Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. If there was anyone who was to be exempt from being lenient, it would have been Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, because of his status, his stature, his greatness, his nobility. Yet Allah says, "Even you, O my beloved, you have to be gentle with people. You have to be lenient with people." The world today is devoid of leniency. The world today is devoid of gentleness. There's one hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam where the Nabi of Allah was walking Mu'adh bin Jabal radiallahu an out of Medina. Mu'adh bin Jabal radiallahu an was a young Sahabi, and the Nabi of Allah was sending him to Yemen to be the governor. And the Nabi of Allah was now escorting him, and he was leaving Medina, and the Nabi of Allah was walking with him. And the last thing that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam told him just before he departed, "Ahsin khuluqaka linnasi Mu'adh ibn Jabal." Be good to people. Be lenient with people. Be gentle with people. Be nice to people. Today we live in this technological age. Today we live in this age of machines and metal, and our hearts have become like that. Our hearts have become hard. We live very selfish lives. We only focused on our own achievements, on our own goals, on our own desires, on our own pursuits. At times we don't even have time for our wives, for our children. It's just what we want in our dunya. When Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam sent Mu'adh bin Jabal radiallahu anhu, he said, Ahsin khuluqaka linnas Mu'adh ibn Jabal. I want you to be good to people, to be nice to people. There's one hadith of Imam Tirmidhi rahimahullah. Abdullah bin Mas'ud radiallahu anhu raised this hadith that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, one day he told the Sahaba, shall I not inform you about that person? Shall I not inform you about that person that he is forbidden for Jahannam and Jahannam is forbidden for him? He won't see the hellfire and the hellfire will not see him. Meaning that person will attain salvation in the Akhirah. That person will attain salvation in the Akhirah. So immediately the Sahaba said, who is he, Ya Rasulullah? And the Nabi of Allah responded and said, Ala kulli qareebin hayyinin sahlin. A person who is accessible. A person who is accessible. A person who is soft. And a person who is lenient. Accessible meaning people know where to find you. It's easy for people to reach you. It's easy for people to talk to you. It's not that you have this high and mighty attitude, this stuck up approach, that you don't mingle with people, you don't talk to people, you don't come to people, you don't come down to the level of people. Hayyinin sahlin. You're soft and you're lenient. Your softness and your leniency towards others can become your ticket to Jannah. There's one hadith when Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam explains, the narrator is Hudhayfa radiallahu anhu, this narration is in Sahih Bukhari. He says, one day a man had passed away. And he was a man who did very little in his life. He had done very little in his life. So the angels were looking for some good deed to present to Allah. Hopefully, by virtue of that deed, Allah would forgive him and he would be granted Jannah. So they're looking through his book of deeds and they find nothing. So they say to him, do you remember doing anything good? He says, no. They're saying, think hard. Your salvation is at stake here. Is there anything good that you have done in your life? So he said, you know what? There's one thing that I remember. There's one thing that I remember. Whenever I used to do business with people, then those who were rich, even though they were rich, I gave them respite. I gave them terms. I was lenient with them in terms of the repayment. And those who couldn't afford it, well, I totally wiped off the debt. I just forgave them. I didn't ask for anything in return. When this deed was presented to Allah, Allah said, this deed is so beloved to me. I forgive this man his entire life of sin. Leniency in business. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam made a dua, Rahimallahu rajulan, that may Allah have mercy. May Allah have mercy upon that man. Samhan idha ba'a wa idha ishtara wa idha iqtada. When he's buying, he's lenient. When you're buying from somebody, don't squeeze them where they make so little profit that they feel hard even after they've sold you the item. Be lenient when you're buying. Be lenient when you're selling. And be lenient when you're making decisions against others. You're the boss and you have to make a decision. Be lenient. Be lenient like how you would want Allah to be lenient with you. That's why Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam one day said to Aisha radiallahu anha, Ya Aisha, inna Allaha rafiqun yuhibbu rifqa. Allah is gentle and Allah loves gentleness. Leniency and gentleness is also sunnah. Tapping into the mercy of rahmatul lil alameen means that we need to tap into that aspect of His mercy where He was lenient, where He was gentle. We need to take that sunnah and make it our conduct. And we need to take that example and spread it to the far corners of the globe. Alayka birrifqi, Aisha, be gentle with people. Be gentle with people because Allah loves gentleness. And Allah gives you because of gentleness what He will never give you for anything else. Allah gives you in lieu of gentleness that He will not give you in lieu of anything else. You know, there's this anecdote that there were two friends and they were walking towards a man's house and they wanted to propose for the man's two daughters. So the one friend tells the other, I'll take the younger one, you take the elder one. So they're going to propose for two sisters, right? So the one friend tells the other, I'll marry the younger one, you marry the elder one. So he says, no, I'll marry the younger one, you marry the elder one. Perhaps the younger one was prettier. And now things are getting sensitive. They're supposed to go jointly and give a joint proposal. I can only imagine in today's time and age if two friends pitch up at the same man's door. We want both of your daughters. Anyway, so now en route, they're starting to argue. The one is saying, no, I want the younger one. The other one says, no, I want the younger one. But the smarter of the two friends, he said, okay, you take the younger one, I'll take the one younger than her. You take the younger one, I'll take the one younger than her. He didn't change his decision. He just changed his approach. That's the meaning of gentleness. That's the meaning of leniency. Many times we want to be too forthright, too straightforward, and we hurt people's feelings. And then we say, well, if he doesn't like it, he must eat two rotis extra. If he doesn't like it, then that's his problem. And we take pride in saying that, whereas that is contrary to the sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. We need to learn how to deal with people.